Hi, welcome to the Business Vitality Podcast. I am your host, Catherine Canty. You can learn more about me and my team at catherinecanty.com. For more than two decades, I have been able to travel the country and help other people grow their business. From those experiences, I was able to work with a proposal team that generated success 90% of the time for over a decade. We have created a leadership coaching program that is creating 100% measured results as seen by the leaders, peers, and stakeholders. And finally, I have spent nearly a decade in boardrooms, corporate boardrooms, where we are learning what's working and what's not. And more importantly, we're able to take the communication from the boardroom and get it down to the front line so execution is easier to implement. You know, from all these experiences, we created a framework called Business Vitality. These are all of the best practices of leaders and opportunities that have been coming up decade after decade. And a lot of this stuff has been in practice for more than 20 years, 30 years and beyond. And what we're learning is a lot of these folks that are remaining vital in business today are having to think differently. And to share a quote from one of my CEOs that I've worked with in the past, he told me all day long he can hire folks, but what he needs more of are people who think outside the box. So, in an effort to pay it forward and celebrate successes, we are going to be sharing stories of leaders who are thinking differently and remaining vital in business today. Please stick to the end and we will share how you can be a guest on the show. And thanks so much for being here. Monet Bailey, you are the founder of Station Rove, found on the web at stationrove.com. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me.
This is exciting. I enjoyed our little pre-chat before, and I've got even more questions than what I had started with, so this should be a lot of fun. Do you mind just sharing at a high level, what does Station Rove do?
Station Rove is a consulting agency and a creative agency that is attached to it. Our main focus is providing women with access to knowledge, information, and quality service when it comes to business development, to kind of like even out the scales when it comes to access to resources.
I love it. And so when we were talking before, you've got an incredible background of experience. You were in corporate for a number of years. You shared with me that you worked for a technology company, a mining company. Can you kind of talk about that corporate experience before we jump into what it is that you're doing right now? Because I think plays into the foundation of it all.
So I wouldn't say I have worked in corporate. I would say I have worked with corporations. I have been in a consulting position for the past decade. I started at the human resources boutique consulting agency. So there was a lot of work around reorganization and job evaluation and things of that sort. We helped with a merger and acquisition of an insurance company, which resulted in major changes happening in people's life. And that was my first experience firing people, which was very uncomfortable, especially at a younger age. I have worked with companies internationally. I have had clients in Singapore, Russia, Armenia, Georgia, Germany, Qatar, and other countries as well. We have worked both from smaller solopreneurs, freelancers, agency owners in a digital scale, to companies like major mining companies with 1,300 employees, or on projects like merger and acquisition of an IT company. So that's the background that I come from.
So you were doing this in Armenia, is that right?
That's where I started, yes.
Yeah, and then you came to America.
5 years ago.
Yeah, talk about what that was like and how easy you transitioned, or what did you do as a result of it? This is pretty cool.
So the transition was, I think I was lucky that I knew the language, because in Armenia, we teach English from the first grade. So it was easy for me to adjust when it comes to the language barrier. But at the same time, what I came to realize here in the US is that the education that you have outside of the country, the experience that you have outside of the country, is not always valued. So I started looking for jobs, and I ended up having 2 degrees and all this experience behind me. And all I was getting offered was admin jobs for $15 to $16 an hour. So I decided that if there was no space for me to go, I'm going to create my own space. And that's when I started my first business, Ivy Entertains. And I just put all the information and all the knowledge that I have gained by working with so many different businesses and industries into building my own business at that time. And then later on, Station Roof started as a kind of like a transition from the consultant to the agency.
It sounds like you're responding to business needs that are happening, and you're building on building on building, and it's already at seven figures and beyond, which is extremely impressive. So congratulations to you. I hope you are celebrating. What does that feel like? What does that feel like?
It's incredible. I think there are two things I'm going to say. A, it's incredible because coming from an immigrant, I think we are conditioned to think that there's a limit to what we can accomplish. So for me and for my family, realizing that the numbers that were just out of reach are so attainable, that was the big revelation for me. But the second thing also, which I want to make sure that I absolutely say wherever I go, every time I say we made seven figures, I want to say we don't have seven figures in the bank account. And that's very important too. Like I don't, my personal bank account is not seven figures. I'm not a millionaire. That isn't how this works. Because I feel like the overall industry has been hyping up this number centric vibe about lifestyle and achieving bigger numbers. And when I told my grandma, you know, I was like, I made seven figures. My grandma was like, so you have, you know, you have a million in your bank account. I was like, no, I definitely do not. Because running an agency is very costly. The overhead can be very costly. The software that you're using can be very costly depending what you're doing. So I think I'm extremely proud of where I've come, but I want to be very clear when I say that with seven figures in revenue, that's not seven figures in my pocket. When I get there, I will celebrate that as well, though.
I think it is fantastic that you celebrate that. I think it is very admirable to speak up and say just because it's a seven-figure business, that's not seven figures of cash in the bank. And I think that's what separates you from others that are out there. You see the flashy numbers. You see all this media attention and social attention of seven figures, and people living beyond their means. And it just doesn't work that way. There's so much overhead and there's so much investment, not just money, but time and resources that go into a business. But for you to accomplish this much so early into the overall game of business, I think is a phenomenal success and something that's going to continue to build. And, you know, remaining vital in business today is solving that problem, which you had this incredible experience. You come over here. Just to kind of recap what I said earlier before we hit record was, you know, there wasn't always a seat at the table. So you created a seat based off of what the need was and your skill set. And then beyond that, you talk, I think it could be disruptive in the sense of how you move from consulting into coaching. And I love that you created your own table with your own seats, with your own resources globally to be able to support women, to be able to just kind of level up and provide what they need. Do you mind talking about, because you talked about consulting versus coaching and starting one over the other. And I think this is pretty smart, what you talked about before we hit record. Do you mind just talking about the difference between those and your approach on that?
So one of the services that we offer with Station Roof is Business 101. And it is specifically tailored for early stage entrepreneurs. It has all the foundations that you need from the financials and business plan and offer suite matrixes up to understanding your messaging and positioning and content and everything else that comes with it. The reason why we don't ever promote it as a coaching thing, because a lot of the offers that are existing out there right now for early stage entrepreneurs are low ticket, low value, and in group format. And they're specifically tailored to a coaching experience is what happens to be. Our service is centered around consulting because we believe that at the early stages, there is the need of one-on-one work, handholding, and somebody that can do the market research, come up with the strategies, tailor the strategies to the specific direction that the business is going, and educate the business owner at an early stages to understand things. So that's why we're a consulting agency and we're not a coaching business, because our direction is mostly as a consultant, you have to lay the foundation. So do the market research, come up with a strategy, and then help implement the strategy. The coaching in itself is an incredibly valuable tool. And I don't ever want to be in a position where I have to say, you know, coaching is not working. It does. I hire people to help me through certain roadblocks as well. But what I think is confusing and what is affecting our perception of coaching and what it can do for our business is the way that coaching businesses are currently tied to a certain lifestyle. So we're not really selling coaching. We're selling lifestyle of an entrepreneur, of what it's supposed to be. And I think that coaching is great to help you explore new ways of looking at things, fighting the roadblocks, identifying different triggers, and being able to work through it with your coach. What I think we sometimes misunderstand is that the coach doesn't have to come up with doesn't have to have a certain background and understanding of systems and business and operations for them to be able to try to guide you, because their job is guiding and not strategizing, not building something with you, not implementing. Their job is to ask the right questions to enable you to come up with the right solutions. So that does not in any shape or form replace the importance of a consultant, a service provider, somebody that can like strategize things with you.
Can you talk about it on your website? You talk about the next 18 months, just talking about that, the services and things that are kind of on the horizon. Very much, you know, just a nice roadmap. I think that that's very interesting.
We have a lot going on.
Yeah.
We have a lot going on. I'm a firm believer in planning and knowing where you're going, not just in the next like 3 months or so, mm-hmm. but also for the next 5 years. And Station Road does have a very strict timeline when it comes to new products, new developments and whatnot for the next 5 years. On our website, I think we have the coming soon page for the next maybe 2 years, but we have mm-hmm. more out there. So there are a few things that we're trying to accomplish while we're working on consulting. We're also the creative agency right now is in the early stages and we're testing out different services right now. So the creative agency is going to be one of the things we're going to be launching. We will have a page for Easy Fixes, which is a template shop and a do-it-yourself kind of place for entrepreneurs to come and find different bundles and things that they can use. We actually are partnering up with a lawyer and a financial advisor that would be able to provide certain contracts that they can adjust to their own needs and whatnot. So it's just going to be a very practical template shop for people. We are planning on launching and opening up a co-working space for women, which I am extremely excited about. It's not going to be pink, spoiler alert. We're trying to accomplish, like, to have a safe space for women to grow together, learn together, and build businesses together, work together and whatnot, to create like a sense of community. And we have a membership that we'll be starting next year as well. Hopefully next year, that's what the timeline is. But what I will add is that even though we have a very strict plan of what's going to happen. What 2022 has taught me is that whatever you plan, things might happen. And it almost knocked me off of my feet this year. And it allowed me to think and realize that it's good to have a plan. It's good to know how you're getting there. But it's also, as an entrepreneur, you have to be very versatile and adaptable to all the changes that are happening around you. So I'm not sure if the membership will be launched in the timeline that we hoped for. There might be some changes there, but it will be launched. That's for sure.
You know, before we hit record, you had mentioned about how you're building teams virtually. And I feel like, you know, coming out of everything that we're coming out of, do you mind just kind of talking about, you know, how you're building these teams virtually and how that's working and any best practices, lessons learned?
I will say this is probably my favorite thing to talk about because I started in HR and I remember I would go to work and I would be miserable because the work would start at 9 a.m. and I'm not but I wasn't an early person. And I realized that I'm selling my time to the company, but I'm just not productive at that time at all. So in my businesses, there are a few things that we have implemented. People, A, choose their own time when they work. So we're extremely flexible. We don't have 9 to 5. Our business don't operate at a certain hours. That's one. Another thing that we do is having a certain time blocks that are office hours for the team. It's not necessarily something that we do. It's like a collaborative work. We just get on Zoom, turn it on, turn some music on, and just work. And if we have any questions, we can ask each other while we're at it. Another thing we have is different corporate parties that we do virtually. And we have really cool parties, honestly. We have, we created vision boards together. We had a magician come to our party. We had a DJ that performed for the whole team for like 4 hours, and we would just dance, everybody in their own home. So we're trying to get more engagement through more social experiences with our team. Another thing that we have tried that has really helped us was setting certain expectations about the work and gaining feedback from people on a quarterly basis, as in any corporations. But we do have one-on-one calls on a monthly basis to figure out what they're going through, if everything is okay. There is a bot that we have onboarded on Slack to help us keep each other in the loop about different things. And it reminds us to send a Friday selfie to each other and things of that sort. And another thing, which I think is like talks about the values that we have. We don't have strict policy about holidays, how many days you can have, whatnot. We're very flexible when it comes to anything in business. You don't have to tell us if you need to go to bank or a hospital for a doctor's checkup. We're trying to keep it as flexible as possible with the expectation, though, that the work is going to be done. And virtually, I think this kind of sense of community and all of us working in the same direction has helped us increasingly, especially this year. We had a whole day when I was just presenting where we're going, what kind of goals we have as a company, what kind of projects we're trying to achieve, what development I'm expecting from different team members and what they're expecting from each other as well. So it just has been an interesting experience in general, building teams virtually.
I think that everybody's learning from building teams virtually, like day by day, minute by minute. Yep. And hopefully it's going to get better and better this year as we get into this year. You mentioned that you have something that's coming up in the springtime around March. And I was hoping that you might be able to share that with everybody.
So March and September are huge months. I am a kid in my heart. I absolutely love my birthday. I celebrated it with a big bang, and I hopefully will be happy to celebrate it for the rest of my life. But for March 20th is my birthday. And for that birthday, in general, Station Rove, as a commitment to our values and to make sure that we do what we say that we're going to do, we have a scholarship process. So any woman that is building a business and is in need of help can go on the website, it's on our about page, and fill out an application to get scholarship on our end. We give out power hour sessions, we give out free mentorship calls, we give out, we give 50 to 80% discounts on our major services and consulting packages. So on the 4th March, we are going to have 5 free calls that will be given out to women in business. So if you are someone, or if you know someone that is, that would be in need of support, but might not be able to afford the support that they need, let them go to stationrove.com/about, and there would be the application form for them to fill out.
This is awesome. I really appreciate this. If somebody wants to keep learning and keep, you know, just watching what you're doing, what's the best way for somebody to keep learning from you?
So we have on Instagram, you can find station.rove. That's where the business content will be. Or you can find me at Ask Mane Bailey. Ask Mane Bailey. And when you get there, you're going to see not just business content, but business content as well. But there's also a place for me and my little one, my toddler, roaming around and trying to find balance between the personal and business.
It's life, isn't it?
It is. It is. And I have grown to love that, to be honest. I was on a negotiation call with a huge company, and I tell this story to everybody that will listen. And then my little one, 16 months, I think, she just kind of like ran here. And I was like, okay, come sit right here with mommy while mommy's on a call. And I'm continuing to give my presentation and pitching and what's going to happen, blah, blah, blah. Then my daughter goes in, pulls her hand in my bra, takes out my breast and starts feeding. And I was just so embarrassed. I'm like, I'm so sorry. I need to turn my video off because she just, you know, kids don't care. And I was like, I'm absolutely devastated. I'm so sorry. And what they said, they were like, oh no, we're fine. We're okay. It's 2020 has humanized all of us. It made us understand that those gray suits, high heels, makeup all the time, and, you know, smiley face all the time, that isn't working. We're not robots. We cannot be a certain way all the time. And I'm grateful that my daughter is a part of this. And this is a story I'm going to be very happily telling one day from the TED stage and be very excited to share that the deal went through. And they did go through with us, even though my daughter was snacking in the middle of the negotiation.
Mane, thank you so much. Mane Bailey, you are the founder of Station Rove, found on the web at stationrove.com. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you too for having me. It's a very, I'm always happy to have a great conversation about entrepreneurship, especially when it just flows on its own.
Wonderful. Thank you.
My team and I just want to say thank you for tuning in to the Business Vitality Podcast. We really appreciate you being here. If you know of another leader, another CEO, a founder who has another success story that they are willing to share and be able to pay it forward, we would love to highlight their stories on this podcast. You can find more information at katherinecanty.com. And in the meantime, if you could take a minute and rate this show, that would be super helpful because that's going to allow more people like you to find us in order to continue to pay it forward. Again, if you need to learn any additional information, we are happy to help. You can find us more at katherinecanty.com. You can also find us on LinkedIn with my name, Katherine Canty. Thanks so much for being here.